Thank you, Merle Ross. Thank you very much for that fine introduction. You know, it's quite a change for me to be on a program where the talent is under 38. I wonder if he's listening tonight. But seriously, every one of the amazing youngsters on Chance of a Lifetime is just a typical American kid, the kind that sing in school operettas or practice the piano at the house next door. In fact, if you listen real closely, you might even hear a youngster you know, perhaps your own. They're here just because they want the chance to show you that big talent sometimes comes in small packages. A little later on, one of them will get a special boost when three distinguished personalities from the entertainment world give us their choice as to the top headliner of the future. And that lucky young girl or boy will receive a $200 scholarship bond that may help to put a new name up in lights. But now, it's opportunity time for a lovely young lady. Hello, Roberta May. How are you this evening, Roberta?
Fine, thanks. How
are you? Well, now, I think we should start off by learning a little something about you, Roberta. You don't mind answering a few questions, do you?
No.
First of all, I think all of us here in the studio audience, as well as our air audience, would be interested to know just how old you are.
I'm 8 years old.
You're 8 years old?
Yes.
Do you go to school?
Oh, yes.
What grade are you in school?
Fifth grade.
What do you like most about school?
Reading.
Reading?
Yes.
What do you read most that you like?
Books.
Just books, huh? Roberta, confide in me a little bit right here, will you? Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
You do? What's his name?
Ronnie.
There's just one other little question that I'd like to ask you, Roberta, before we go into your presentation. You did entertain quite a little during the war, didn't you? Helped to entertain the soldiers. Well, now, here's a rather topical question. Do you think the rising prices have any effect on the price of bubble gum?
Yes.
All right, so you're going to sing for us this evening, aren't you, Roberta?
Yes.
And what is it you're going to sing?
Linda.
So you're going to sing Linda. All right, then, just step right up to our microphone, because this, Roberta, is your chance of a lifetime.
Go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the loving I've missed. Pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I hear myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hi, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop for a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda.
Thank you, Roberta May. Thank you very much. You know, that's a lot of voice and a lot of personality for just a little girl. Is that a matter of fact, for a girl of any size. I'm sure that with all that talent, you'll never miss your chance for fame. Now, our next candidate for stardom is quite a little bit older. He's Joey Preston. Joey, just how old are you?
10 years old.
You're 10 years old.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You go to school?
Yes, I do.
What grade are you in?
Sixth.
What studies do you like most in your school, Joy?
Well, I like spelling a little bit.
Can you spell schizophrenia?
No.
Neither can I. Don't ask me. You study music, too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What type of music do you like most?
Well, I like jazz.
You like jazz. Why do you like jazz, Joy?
Because I play it, I guess.
Oh, you play jazz?
Yes, I do.
What instrument do you play your jazz on?
I play drums.
Oh, are those yours over here that all that set up, the traps and the base and everything else? Is that all your equipment?
Yes, that's mine.
Well, that's pretty fancy equipment for a young man 10 years old. Where did you get all that equipment?
Oh, I bought it at a drum shop.
You bought it at a drum shop? You mean you paid out your own cash for it?
Yes.
You earned all that money yourself?
I sure did.
Well, isn't that wonderful to earn all that money? Must have cost you a good deal, didn't it?
Sure did.
You know, you look a little bit like the athletic type, you might be when you grow up. What particular type of sport do you like most?
Well, I like football the most.
Football. What position?
End. Or in the backfield.
End? Oh, you want to be one of those flashy ball carriers, huh?
That's right.
How about the center of the line or guard?
Well, it's too rough.
Oh. That's where I used to play. They beat you on the head all the time, you know. But I was too big. I couldn't move fast enough to play those positions that you want to play. But I'm sure you'll get along beautifully in that. Now, you're going to play the drums for us, aren't you, Joy?
That's right.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play How High the Moon.
How High the Moon. Well, all right, let's have it then. Some real jazz by America's youngest drumming sensation, 10-year-old Joy Preston, playing the drums for His Chance of a Lifetime. Terrific. At 10 years old, I certainly think you earned the title of America's youngest drumming sensation. King Krupa, look out. Now, here's our next success-bound performer, a lovely young lady of 15, Gloria Winters, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to you, Gloria. Will you
Good
step
evening.
Right over here?
Sure.
Gloria, supposing you tell us a little bit something about yourself. You're 15 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go to school?
Hollywood High.
What grade are you in Hollywood High?
B-11.
That's junior high, is it, or full
high? Oh, that's high school.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. They didn't have those junior highs when I was a youngster. That was 10 years ago. But do you have a favorite subject that you like in school, Gloria?
Well, I'm majoring in music.
In music?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What type of music?
Well, I enjoy classical music, and so I'm learning, taking all sorts of subjects like music reading and opera production and things like that.
You like opera best?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite opera star?
Oh, I think Lily Pons.
Well, that's certainly a wonderful choice. You think you might be a coloratura like Lily Pons?
I hope so someday. I forgot to say.
You just hope your voice doesn't lower, is that it?
Yeah, go into a lyric.
Go into a lyric. You'd much prefer to be a coloratura.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, Gloria, you're just a little bit older than some of the rest of the youngsters on the show tonight. This might be an apropos question. It seems to be on the minds and lips of most everyone. Do you go in for the longer look?
Well, in a way I do, in a way I don't.
Well, just how do you mean that?
Well, my mother doesn't like it, but I do. Anyway.
Are you governed by mother's thoughts in this, or do you think you'd like to stick to your own opinion?
Well, she's the one who buys the clothes.
Well, if you were buying them for yourself, what would you choose?
Well, I wouldn't go too extreme. It's hard to say. If I was to look like a model, then maybe I'd dress that way.
Well, I'm sure as you grow a little older, you will. You have every indication of doing so. You're going to sing for us tonight, are you, Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
And what will the selection be?
Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Miss Gloria Winters and her song, the late beloved Jerome Kern, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And, Gloria, I know you'll make the most of your chance of a lifetime.
They asked me how I knew our true love was
lovely, lovely voice. I'm sure that's just the way Jerome Kern wanted it sung. Now here is a handsome young man with a fiddle under his arm. It's not difficult to know what he's going to do. Will you step over here and give us your name, please? Step
right into the mic. Ronald Schatz.
Ronald Schatz. Yes. And you're a violinist by profession, are you?
No, that's not my profession.
Oh, you're not a professional yet. What are you by profession, Ronald? You're a student, is that it?
Oh, yeah.
You're a student, is that all right with you? All right, you know, what type of music do you go in for? Do you play the boogie-woogie on that fiddle, or do you play the classics?
I play the classics.
The classics. Do you have a favorite violinist that you envy a great deal or admire?
There's one really great one I admire, but Jack Benny.
Wonderful choice. I was just going to tell you there's a great violinist on Sunday night that might help you. If he's listening in, maybe I can get a raise. Let's learn a little more about you. Besides practicing your fiddle, Ronald, what else do you do?
Play football.
You play football? Oh, did somebody hit you in the back of the neck last time you played? Is that what's the matter?
No.
You know, let's step right into the microphone because our audience doesn't want to miss any of this. Well, Joey likes to play football, too. Do you want to play in the backfield or on the end like Joey?
I had enough of tackle from today.
You had enough of tackle. Well, let's see, Ronald, what are you going to play for us this evening?
The Romanian Rhapsody by George Enescu.
All right, Ronald, just tuck your violin under your chin and take a firm grip on your bow, because now it's your chance of a lifetime. Thank you. Love and bloom that beautifully. You think so? Or maybe the flight of the bumblebee? Well, it seems to me that there must be someone else waiting around here for an opportunity to be heard. Oh, yes, yes, she is. It's a party I almost missed you, dear. What is your name?
Anita Kafka.
And how old are you, Anita?
8
years old. Little pink ribbon on your hair. Little nice, beautiful little pink dress. If you were to describe yourself to our unseen audience, Anita, how would you do it? What would you say is the color of your hair, your eyes, and so forth?
Well, my eyes are all different colors every day.
They look brown or hazel to me tonight.
They're hazel.
They're hazel, are they? And what's the color of your hair?
Brown.
You going to leave it that way?
I hope so.
You hope so?
I hope my mother lets it brown because I like the color brown.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell us, what grade in school are you, Anita?
3rd grade.
And do you like going to school?
Yes.
You like all the teachers?
Oh, yes.
You ever take a red apple to get on the good side of teacher? What subjects do you like most in your schoolwork?
Recess. But I still like lunch better because we have a real long time to play.
You like recess, but you like lunch better because you have a long time to play. Well, now that certainly makes sense. That's the kind of a school to go to, isn't it, huh?
Yes.
Anita, what do you do? Do you sing or play an instrument or something?
Sing.
You sing, do you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What type of music do you sing?
Classic.
You're the classic singer. I don't like the way you looked at me when you said that.
I don't.
I think you're going to cross me up a little here, aren't you? Have you ever been in pictures?
Yes, I played in 2.
What were they? Tell us about them.
The first one was the Stranger Next Door, and the second was Wester Sonora, and that was with the Durango Kid. And when the director wasn't looking, I kissed him.
You kissed the director or the Durango Kid?
The Durango Kid.
Was that fun?
Yes.
It was, huh? Did he kiss you right back? I'll bet he did.
We both kissed at the same time.
Oh. Well, that's the way to do it. Learn young. That's the way to do it. Now, Anita, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm a big girl now.
All right, Miss Anita Castle making a big thing out of a big opportunity, because when she sings I'm a Big Girl Now, she's getting her chance of a lifetime.
I'm a big girl now. I want to be treated like a big girl now. I'm tired of wearing Bobby's socks like kitties do. I'm tired of going to dances in a flabby old shoe. I want the boys to look at me and yell. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I want to be cuddled like a big girl now. I'm sick of having everybody call me sis. I'm sick of being treated like a junior miss. I want to make a fellow think he stole a kiss. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I want to be daring like a big girl now. I'm tired of being babied like a kid of three. I'm tired of having chaperones to follow me. I want to have some secrets in my diary. I'm a big girl now.
Oh, that was quality as well. I'm sure that you've got a big future ahead of you, even if you're still just a little girl. And now we come to three people who have my deepest sympathy. You see, these three must pick one of these youngsters as the most deserving of the chance of a lifetime. They must tell us, in their opinion, which one of these talented kids is most likely to be the top star of tomorrow, and a chance of a lifetime will award a $200 U.S. savings bond to the winner. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Mr. Leighton Brill, West Coast representative of Broadway's Wonder Team, Rodgers and Hammerstein. Hello, Leighton. I'm very glad that you could be here this evening.
Thanks, Don, but after listening to those talented kids, I think I'm going to duck. It's not going to be easy to make a choice with that talent.
Well, we know that you and Dick Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein are always interested in new young talent. Besides, we have a certain gentleman here to help you in your selection. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Hilton.
Hello, Don.
Well, Dave, you're the Hollywood editor of Metronome magazine, I believe. Do you think that some of these youngsters may write an article by you one of these days?
They all might, Don. And I'd like to add that young talent like this is the finest assurance that we'll go right on having top entertainment.
Thank you very much, Dave. Now a young lady who is a star herself, the very glamorous and versatile and beautiful motion picture actress, Miss Marjorie Reynolds. Marjorie, it wasn't so long ago that you were a child star, was it?
Well, Don, I did make my first movie when I was five.
Let's see. Now, that was how long ago? Well, I guess we better not answer that. And I know that you've been making them ever since. I just, incidentally, just saw your latest film, Heaven Only Knows, where you were starring with Robert Cummings and Brian Dunleavy. And may I congratulate you? You were perfectly swell.
Thank you, Don.
All right, Marjorie, while you and Dave and Leighton go into a huddle, we'll give you a brief reminder, ladies and gentlemen, of the talent that asks for the chance of a lifetime. You all remember little Roberta May, who sang Linda.
When I go to sleep, I never can't sleep. I count all the charms about Linda.
Next came Joey Preston and his solid drumming. Then Gloria Winters sang Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
They asked me how I knew our true love was true.
After that, we heard 14-year-old Ronald Schatz and his violin. And finally, the little girl who's a big girl now, Anita Castle.
I'm a big girl now. I want to be treated like a big girl now.
So there they are, five young stars, and each of them already a headliner. Well, Marjorie, what have you three decided over there?
Well, Don, we had quite a time making a decision, and, well, believe me, it wasn't easy. But, in our opinion, the Chance of a Lifetime Award should go to Gloria Winters.
Thank you, Marjorie. Thank you. Thank you, Marjorie. And congratulations to you, Gloria Winters. Chance of a Lifetime is very proud to present you with a $200 United States savings bond to be used toward study and training in your special field. We all agree that you deserve the chance of a lifetime. Well, that wraps up tonight's edition of Chance of a Lifetime. Remember the names you've just heard, because someday they'll be up in lights along Broadway or flash across your movie screen. And when that day comes, you'll be able to say, I heard them when they were just kids. Our thanks to Marjorie Reynolds, Leighton Brill, and Dave Hilton for being three swell people who were put in a very tough spot, believe me. Our thanks to all the wonderful kids who appeared on the show, and our special thanks to you, our audience, for listening. This is Don Wilson saying good night now. Be sure to join us again next week when Don Wilson will be back with more of America's Future Stars, all under 16, all getting their chance of a lifetime. The program was produced by Joe Graff and Frank J. Kenzie, shipped by Liberty and Bristol.